The auto-search hardware and its programs was not particularly expensive, but like many non-essential high-tech items, it was not available on Mars. So Dr. Millar had to wait several months before one of Earth's scientific supply companies could ship it to him, only to find, as was so often the case, that one essential component was faulty. After an acrimonious exchange of space faxes, the problem was sorted out. Luckily, the doctor did not have to wait for the next mail boat. When the supplier had reluctantly disgorged circuit details, the local experts were able to get the system operating. It worked perfectly. The very next night, Dr. Millar was delighted to discover Deimos, 15 commsats, 2 ferries in transit, and the incoming flight from the moon. Of course, he had scanned only a small portion of the sky. Even out around Mars, space was getting crowded. No wonder he had been offered a rather good price on the equipment. It would be virtually useless beneath the clouds of space junk now orbiting Earth. During the course of the next year, the doctor discovered 2 new asteroids, less than 100 meters across, and attempted to name them Miranda and Lorna after his wife and daughter. The Interplanetary Astronomical Union accepted the latter, but pointed out that Miranda was a famous satellite of Uranus. Dr. Millar, of course, knew this just as well as the IAU, but he thought it worth a try in the interest of domestic harmony. They finally settled for Myra. No one was likely to confuse 100-meter asteroid with a giant red star. Despite several false alarms, he found nothing new for another year, and was about ready to give up when the program reported an anomaly. It had observed an object that seemed to be moving, but so slowly that it could not be certain, within the limits of error. It suggested making another observation after a longer interval of time to settle the matter one way or the other. Dr. Millar looked at the tiny spot of light. It could have been a faint star, but the catalogues showed nothing in this position. To his disappointment, here was no trace of the fuzzy halo that would indicate a comet. Just another damned asteroid, he thought, hardly worth bothering to go after. However, Miranda would soon give him a brand new daughter. It would be nice to have a birthday present for her.